David, your thoughts on today's 3-1 win here at Windsor Park?
We got the 3 points. First half, it was important we got the first goal. Even more important, we got the second one, because I thought the way we came out in the second half was a little bit sloppy, very unlike us, what we've showed for, so far this season. But we conceded a really, really stupid goal and put ourselves on the back foot for 2 or 3 minutes. And thankfully, Jimmy popped up with a third to sort of release a wee bit of the pressure on the players, because it looked as if we, you know, bear in mind we played on Monday. The big derby match, we exerted a lot of sort of effort into the game winning on Monday night. So I think the second half told a wee bit of the game on Monday night.
Harry Hayes deserves a lot of credit, because we had a lot of walking wounded after Monday night, and they all turned out today.
Yeah, again, it's important when you are winning games that you try and keep the same unit of players, and Joel passed the late fitness test after Monday night. So we got what we wanted today. We're back on top of the league and 3 points. But if you're being a little bit critical, we become a wee bit sloppy and a wee bit probably lazy in the second half.
Great for Jimmy, central defender, hat-trick. We made a habit of defenders scoring a year or two ago. It's great to get that habit back, isn't it?
Yeah, Jimmy's got the ability to do that. He's, with balls coming into the box from Cooper and Miller, and then...
22. Yeah.
20. So we've got good delivery, and you're hoping if... You know, last year we had sort of the Hawkeyes, the Staffords. We haven't had that this year. So it's Josh Robinson and Jimmy. So it's important that everybody's adding goals today, and you know, if it's a striker getting a hat-trick or a centre-half, sometimes it's a wee bit rarer when a centre-half gets a hat-trick, but Jimmy certainly deserved that today.
We've played everybody once, so that means we start playing them everybody the second time next week, and we go to Yards and they drew 0-0 here, so we know how tough that's going to be at Clandeboy next week.
Yeah, they'll probably set up similar to on a smaller, tighter pitch at Clandeboy next week, so we'll know what sort of type of game that we're going to face. And again, when the moment's come, I thought there was too many times in the first half and we should have probably scored. We weren't as clinical as we should have been, so hopefully next week the chances that we do make and create, that we actually take them.
Well done today, David.
Thanks, Andy.